complete interpretation of the meaning of Daniel and Revelation. Like I mentioned last week, I've seen it with the rise and fall of the Catholic Church. I've seen it as, you know, things that have happened in the past, things are happening now, things that have happened in the future or will happen in the future, all kinds of different interpretations. And this is his interpretation of Revelation. There might be others out there. And again, we don't know for sure what the interpretation is of these books. Okay, because as he explained last week, this is all speaking in, you know, a different type of language, so that if the Romans captured the book, they would not be able to read it and then go after the Christians more than what they already have. Okay, so his interpretation, as we're going to see, is talking about the Roman Empire, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. But anyway, he has a good interpretation of the two books. So we'll go ahead and get started into that. the statue did have bronze, but he kept referring to it as brass. They are not the same. Bronze is made up of copper and tin, whereas brass is made up of copper and zinc. Bronze is a stronger metal used in weapons. So he told it, and the statue was correct, he said bronze, but when he referred to it in his lesson, he kept saying brass. So any other comments about the study today? I think it's really interesting that that God gave Nebuchadnezzar the dream and Daniel interpreted it and told, like he said, 650 years of world powers and who was going to be, who they were going to be. And sure enough, boom, 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 exactly. Nebuchadnezzar never saw it, but we can today to know, again, you know, that scripture is true and what Daniel was saying was true. What?
I'm by no means an expert on Daniel.
Okay.
Or Revelation.
Okay.
But I don't think he ever names, Daniel ever names, what those kingdoms are going to be.
Right.
Their names. He just says they're going to be 14.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Daniel does not name, you know, the Mede Perds and the Romans and you know, and all that. But when you look at history, those can combine that on those dates, you know, that there was those five world powers, one after the other, and they took over them. And the fact that the small rock, you know, knocked down the statue, and that it turned into dust. It was blown across the four winds. And like he said just now, we do not see any remnants of those nations as a power, much less a world power. And yes, Rome does exist, but it is not a power of, you know, that's going to take over again.
Well, it continues on, too. That I'm not real sure about his dates. They're probably pretty close. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what he's talking about in Daniel are four physical kingdoms. And they do end. They're gone.
Right.
One, the Roman Empire is no more. And what the Roman Catholic Church actually came out of that stone that destroyed. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, Rome still exists, but it's not a power, especially not a military power. All right, anything else? All right, go ahead and continue reading Daniel, and we'll look at the third lesson next week. Thank you very much for being here.